The devastation in Japan from the massive earthquake and tsunami back in March has prompted a large outpouring of support from the seafood industry in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Shortly after the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, an organization called the Alaska Fishing Industry Relief Mission, or AFIRM, was restarted. AFIRM is a 501c3 nonprofit charity that was initially started following the hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005 that devastated fishing communities along the Gulf of Mexico. Mark Vincel is the executive director of United Fishermen of Alaska, and he's the secretary treasurer of AFIRM. He confirms that AFIRM has received over $300,000 in donations thus far from fishing vessel owners, seafood processing companies and their employees, and other businesses associated with the seafood industry.
Our fundraising effort is really off to a great start, primarily led by the Bering Sea crab fleet and some pollock fleets out there, but also matched significantly by some of the processors, particularly Unisea.
Vincel announced that AFIRM plans to hold fundraising events in Seattle and Alaska fishing communities in the early fall.
The summer is a time where virtually everybody who's in the fishing business is out fishing, and that's their work. They need to do that, and hopefully they'll have good seasons and productive, you know, prices and returns, and we look forward to our primary focus will be fundraising events in the fall.
Vincel says all options are on the table in regards to how to use the $300,000 collected so far by AFIRM.
The people of Plaquemines Parish and the surrounding area in Louisiana are so thankful to the city of Valdez for the travel lift, and that moved, I believe, tens of thousands of boats, you know, recreational as well as commercial fishing and all manner of boats that were washed ashore, moved them back to the sea. And that's the kind of thing that we keep our eyes open to being able to do in this effort. But it may well just come down to transferring funds.
There are other relief efforts underway involving the Alaska seafood industry. Trident Seafoods has apparently donated several containers of food and has raised over $250,000. Silver Bay Seafoods has donated $150,000 to a seafood industry fund, and American Seafoods has sent $26,000 to the Red Cross. Vincel says all told, the Alaska seafood industry support for relief efforts in Japan is approaching $1 million. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.